China just passed a regulation on AI emotional companion services.
5 government bodies worked on it together. The Cyberspace Administration, the National Development and Reform Commission, the Ministry of Industry and IT, the Public Security Bureau, and the Market Supervision Administration. It takes effect July 15th. It's a dedicated rule covering AI emotional companions, virtual romantic partners, and virtual family members. Minors are banned from virtual romantic and family services, and under 14s need parental consent. For services targeting seniors, they require health usage guidance and safety warnings. AI emotional companionship has been a global regulatory blind spot, and China just became the first to write dedicated rules for it.
I heard there's also a separate regulation on agents.
On May 8th, those same 3 bodies released implementation guidelines on intelligent agent standards and applications. They defined AI agents as intelligent systems capable of autonomous awareness, memory, decision-making, and execution, and outlined 19 application scenarios. Creating dedicated governance for agents separate from 2023's generative AI rules is a global first. Registered generative AI services hit 868 by late April, and the algorithm registration process effectively functions as a market barrier to entry.
What's happening on the telecom side?
The Ministry of IT is implementing a 3-year action plan linking AI and telecom. By 2028, they want to lift 1 millisecond latency coverage for computing power networks to 75%. It's physically linking telecom infrastructure with AI compute, and it's the foundation for edge AI and remote robot control. Next week's MWC Shanghai's 2 big pillars are telecom companies demonstrating token pricing and 6G standard stocks. China's 3 telecom giants are consuming 140 trillion tokens a day, a 1,400x increase in just 2 years.